This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What we are seeing in Sri Lanka is system failure, and that is nothing to celebrate. There is no victory in system failure. In fact, it is what these tyrants are counting on. It's part of the plan, and it's been their business model for decades. As simple as the mafia movies on TV. The World Bank and the IMF strong-arm world leaders into accepting loans that are designed to bankrupt the nation. While the CIA acts as management, secretly administering to the overthrow of national sovereignty and the looting of the nation's wealth. This international mafia organization has been doing it like this for years because it always works. They know that once the people become a hungry, angry mob, they can be controlled like animals. And this reactive behavior is exactly what these globalist crooks are counting on. It's why they are destroying the world's economies and creating a food crisis. So the answer is to become proactive. And that is exactly what the Dutch are now showing us. How the people of the world can achieve victory against the tyrants of the New World Order. The prolific farmers of the Netherlands are the second biggest food exporters in the world. And they know that the World Economic Forum is planning on buying up their land and cutting off the food supply for billions of people. And they also know that the people united are an unstoppable force. And so they united against tyranny and peacefully, with unstoppable strength, shut down the system. The shelves in many stores are now empty, but it's on their terms. And the people now have the upper hand, as it should be, and could be everywhere if we want it. The New World Order's plan is for all nations to collapse, which tells us that we must not wait until system failure. We must act now. Many people all over the world are now starting to rise up together with the Dutch farmers. Rising up, not as a reactive, hungry, angry mob, but as a righteous people, united in a love for humanity. Society is made up of we the people, and we must now peacefully take control of it. This is the path to victory, and time is quickly running out. The lockdowns are coming back.
The pandemic isn't over.
As we've said, the pandemic is not over.
We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
China has announced 5 more years of lockdowns. And if you're awake by now, then you know they're coming back everywhere, with quarantine camps and forced business closures, all designed to mentally break us and collapse society. If we were to believe that we are powerless and weak, or domesticated pets, then yes, the only path would be to wait until the food runs out and then join the angry mob. But if we were to believe that we were righteous and powerful, then we would just fix it. So what's the plan, fellow humans? Do we wait for the inevitable collapse and lose everything, celebrating system failure? Or do we learn from the Dutch and take control of everything and fix the system so that it serves we the people? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the foods. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong. And they know in the end they signed on the God of this world who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced. Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Look, I know that everybody tuned into this show knows that January 6th was a provocateur event to make our peaceful protests look bad, and you're sick of hearing about it. But the Democrats are betting everything they've got on it, trying to outlaw their political opposition. So we've got our guest on for just a little while, and we're going to be going to your phone calls and covering all the other big news here today on the Alex Jones Show. As mainline institutions, universities, you name it, say women are not women. What's really behind that? As the president of the National Women's Law Center won't define what a woman is. But I wanted to hit this news because we played the clips 1,000 times. We're not going to play it again. Probably haven't played it 500 times. Ray Epps is running around the day before January 6th and on January 6th saying, go into the Capitol, right when the breach happens. Our own Owen Schroyer has been charged, is facing years in prison for being with me peaceful at the Capitol trying to stop it. So how is Owen Schroyer charged facing prison time, but Ray Epps is running around doing this? Well, the New York Times had a big piece yesterday about how he's a victim of conspiracy theory. And they never quote him or never show what he actually said or did. What's behind that? Meanwhile, ex-Trump spokesperson said the former president liked the crazies when Alex Jones, L.A. Alexander, and January 6th speakers, despite red flags she raised. So this is what they're having in this kangaroo committee. So I'm sick of it. You're sick of it. But there's something big behind it. And Dr. Darren Beatty is a former professor of political science, a Trump advisor, and he is here to lay this out. Why is January 6th so important to them? What's coming next? And what do you make of the historic show trials that would make Joseph McCarthy blush?
Well, those are all very important questions. I'd like to start by addressing the New York Times piece. And first of all, I think it's really important to appreciate, just let it sink in. Of all of the January 6th riot participants, there's a single one about whom the New York Times decided to write a sympathetic piece. Not just a sympathetic piece, but a puff piece. And that's Ray Epps. The singular person caught repeatedly since January 5th, the evening before, urging people to go into the Capitol, and who was there the next day directing people to the Capitol, and who was right there at the initial breach point. That is the person that the New York Times decides to write a puff piece about. And that's alone pretty shocking. But I want to get into the details of the actual piece so everyone can understand what an egregious mop-up job this is. There's journalism and there's being a janitor. There are journalists and janitors who mop up dirty deeds of the federal government. And this is a janitorial exercise, the likes of which I didn't even think the New York Times was capable. So, first of all, the sympathy is amazing. Oh, life has been hell. Poor Ray Epps, life has been hell. He's been, you know, he's getting bad press. People are criticizing him and so forth. Well, what about Michael Perna, who committed suicide in prison? What about all the guys? So of everyone, they decide to cover Ray Epps' sob story, and he's not even in prison? It's pretty amazing. Couple things. This is a rehabilitation piece for Ray Epps, and yet in the entire piece, one cannot find a single explicit denial on the part of Epps of any association with military intelligence, Department of Homeland Security, Joint Terrorism Task Force, or other cutout or intermediary groups thereof. In fact, the only thing we really see is references generally to lies, Epps' desire that the truth come out, and the author, Alan Foyer, referencing Ray Epps' statement to the committee, alleged statement to the committee from a lawyer, that he was not involved with any law enforcement agency. Emphasis on law enforcement. All of the organizations I just described, intel organizations, Department of Homeland Security, Joint Terrorism Task Force, military intelligence, none of that is law enforcement. So why the weird, explicit mention of law enforcement, and why not just a blanket denial? Did the author of this piece, who got unique access to Ray Epps to do this interview, did he ask for a denial? And if he did, what happened? And if not, why didn't he ask? We don't know this at the time. It's not reflected in the piece. Secondly, the piece describes Ray Epps as a disappointed Trump supporter. He's a disappointed Trump supporter. He, along with one of his sons, just did a last-minute trip to the Capitol to support Trump and to go listen to Trump's speech. Well, here's the only thing. Ray Epps, as far as we know, did not go to the speech. Here is the alleged Trump supporter, Ray Epps, who traveled all the way from Arizona to Washington, D.C., and doesn't even attend the speech, certainly not the full speech, and instead he uses his time to advance this bizarre mission to go into the Capitol beginning the night before January 6th itself. Does Alan Foyer, the author of the piece who describes Ray Epps as a Trump supporter who is going there to listen to Trump's speech, ask, well, if you're going there to listen to the speech, why did you not attend it? Did you attend it? Did you attend the full thing? As far as we're aware, the author of the janitorial exercise, the janitor, does not ask these questions. Most importantly, how did Ray Epps get the idea to go into the Capitol in the first place? Isn't that kind of weird? He's the only person in that iconic video saying we need to go into the Capitol who has remotely thought of this idea. Everyone else thinks it's shocking, scandalous, ridiculous, and they were so immediately put off by it that the immediate response was to call him a Fed. And so where did Ray Epps get this idea? Did it come out of nowhere? Where did it come from? And why was he so doggedly insistent on pursuing it despite the radically low buying temperature of the crowd around him? That's a very important question.
That's right. They're yelling at him the night before the day, calling him a Fed. And so Owen Schroyer's charged with being outside the Capitol, trying to stop people going in. But Ray Epps says, go in the Capitol, go in the Capitol, and all these videos. He's a dear little angel.
Right. Alex, just one more thing. So Alan Foyer had access to Ray Epps. He was interviewing him. Did he think to ask Epps, where did you get the idea to go into the Capitol? That would seem to be a fundamental question to ask, so fundamental that to not ask it amounts to a commission of profound journalistic malpractice. Did Alan Foyer ask this? Well, if he did, it's not reflected in the piece at all. And finally, and here's a big whopper for you, Alex, is that this guy, Ray Epps, his behavior was so egregious that he was immediately a target of the sedition hunter sort of left-wing investigative sort of semi-vigilante organization. His behavior was so egregious that he was listed as one of the first 20 people on the January 6th FBI most wanted list. And his behavior was so egregious, this will shock you. His behavior was so egregious that in the New York Times' own video documentary on January 6th, explosively titled Day of Rage, Ray Epps is depicted and referred to as one of the rioters who had a plan to storm the Capitol all along. The New York Times' own video documentary on January 6th depicts Epps as someone who
So the
who
government
has
a Ray Epps. They have a Ray Epps problem. They're trying to rehabilitate him right now.
Right, but just like let this point sink in. Now we have the New York Times basically dismissing anyone who brings up questions about Epps as a ridiculous, baseless conspiracy theorist. When the New York Times itself, in its own video documentary on January 6th, depicts Ray Epps and refers to him through the narration as one of the rioters who knew about the plan and planned to storm the Capitol all along.
All right, Darren Beatty, stay there, Doc. I want to come back and finish up on where this is going. Because everybody's like, yeah, we know January 6th is staged. Why do we care? Well, they're basing their whole political takeover on January 6th. That's why it's important. And why are they having a front page article propping him up right now saying it's preposterous? That's why he's running around like a chicken with his head cut off saying go into the Capitol. It's just incredible. While so many people didn't even go into the Capitol and were trying to stop it, like Owen Schroyer have now been shown.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Angel, he's this wonderful person running around on January 5th, January 6th, all over D.C. and at the Capitol saying, go in, go into the Capitol. And now we have a clip come up in a moment of AOC admitting that the police opened the doors up and let those people in. So peaceful people that went in, they're in jail still or charged with serious crimes. Or Owen Schroeder tried to stop the event. He's charged, but Ray Epps isn't, and we're told not to look into him. Why are they so scared of people looking into Ray Epps, Dr. Darren Beatty?
That's a great question, Alex. And the simple answer, the simple and just striking answer is that, look, Ray Epps is the smoking gun of the entire Fed's direction. If it turns out, as it really looks like it's the case, that Ray Epps was not an authentic actor on that day, but rather was acting according to a plan that was given to him by some third party, perhaps associated with intelligence, perhaps in an agency or an intermediary or cutout of one of those agencies. The entire establishment narrative on January 6th collapses in one fell swoop. Ray Epps is the smoking gun. And as bad as it's gotten in terms of the narrative on Ray Epps, I have every expectation that it will get even worse. And that certain elements, including this, you know, New York Times reporter, probably know that it's going to get a lot worse and indeed have hinted as much that certain aspects of the official narrative will change as a result of changed testimony. And we could be learning a lot of things that only reinforce our already quite clear understanding that the Ray Epps story doesn't add up. And so in order to get in front of this, I think this is the part, the opening throw of a massive damage control campaign that's going to attempt to make any mention of Ray Epps in any context that contradicts the official narrative so toxic as to become impossible.
Well, they say that. They say we're getting ready to sue anybody that questions Ray Epps and what he was doing. They really don't want us to talk about Ray Epps.
Right. No, I mean, they're bringing out all the tools, and there's certainly an implicit threat of lawsuits, defamation suits. But look, you know, it's one of those things that the case is pretty solid. I mean, Epps is on video doing the things that reporters, including myself,
and he was listed by the FBI early on to be looked at. So justice be done, may the heavens fall. But they went so overboard, not even pointing out in the piece that he said going to the Capitol. And I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's remarkable, but it shows how sloppy and desperate they are, because if they feel the need to bring all of this additional and renewed tension, attention on Epps right now, I can only imagine how bad the forthcoming revelations will be that the author of this piece is kind of implicitly anticipating and feeling the need to undertake this really unbelievable exercise in janitorial damage control.
But most Americans are like, we know a million people showed up in D.C. We know only 800 or so in the Capitol. Most peaceful, waiting by police, say, why do we care? Because they're betting their whole political outlawing of Republicans, of populism, of censorship, of declaring Republicans terrorists. They're betting the whole rollout on January 6th. That's why January 6th is so important.
No, Alex. This is it's impossible to exaggerate the importance of this. Just as 9/11 was the pretext to build up a new and robust and invasive national security state, January 6th is used as a pretext for the full-scale reorientation, repurposing, and political weaponization of that national security state domestically to silence, suppress, and destroy anyone who supports Trump or is adjacent to movements that are associated with Trump. That's what's at stake here. There's too much riding on this false Fedsurrection narrative, and that's why they will protect that narrative at all costs, even if it means be clowning oneself in a ridiculous puff piece for somebody like Ray Epps. They will pull out all the stops to shut up any information that embarrasses their corrupt and manifestly false official narrative on January 6th.
And Dr. Beattie, I agree, but if they were smart, they would have just left it alone. This is now going to blow the story back up. Oh, look at the poor baby. He didn't do anything.
To give them the benefit of the doubt that it wasn't just a tremendous unforced error, if it seems stupid for them to re-up the Ray Epps story now, that can only indicate that there's going to be very embarrassing revelations coming in the near future that they feel they need to get ahead of, such that they're even willing to undergo this otherwise inexplicably embarrassing effort in damage control right now. That's my only speculation. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Maybe it's an unforced error like you described. Maybe it's an act of necessary act of desperation because they know that as bad as it's already gotten as a result of Revolver's reporting, Tucker, you, and a handful of others who have been brave enough to, bad as it's been because of that, it will get even worse as we move into the January 6th trials, as we learn more, as various text messages come out, as we gain more clarity into the circumstances leading up to that initial and decisive breach on the west side of the Capitol.
For me, it was surreal to watch the hearings, and they're acting like I wanted to attack the Capitol, and then they omit the footage of us trying to stop people going in the Capitol. I mean, it's such a rigged event. It's shameful.
Absolutely. No, it's a rigged event. It's ridiculous. It's a charade, but it's dangerous. And everything is at stake along the lines of what I described. Ray Epps, the smoking gun of Ray Epps, threatens to collapse the entire Fedsurrection narrative. That's why they're going in full mobilization mode to protect the narrative, especially about
Ray
Epps.
That's why they're propping it up.
So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Unfortunately, I have to run, but
I hope
everyone will go to revolver.news, read the full piece, and watch the videos. We've added some special new videos that really expose what's going on with Epps, a full definitive takedown of the janitorial exercise in the New York Times. So everyone should check it out. It's right at the top. It's white hot. It's at revolver.news.
Yeah, that's what we mentioned, the hidden agenda behind the New York Times desperate pup piece on Ray Epps. All right, Dr. Beattie, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to come back, and we're going to go to your phone calls, and I'm also going to hit the story I've been mentioning for an hour. Everywhere, they're saying women are not women. What is behind that? We're going to cover that and then go to Markel and Chris and Brian and HB and Spencer and Mitch and Josh and Tyler and Jennifer and Joe and Jason. But again, the general audience is like, hey, man, we know January 6th is provocateur. We know it's a stage thing. Why are you covering it? Because they're betting their whole system takeover on it, banning protesting stolen elections, banning questioning anything they do based on this. And so that's why it's important to expose. We're going to shift gears, the attack on men and women and your phone calls straight ahead as we enter the Great Reset and the New World Order. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today, NewsWars.com is excellent as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at thebiopros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or thebiopros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, a lot of big breaking news here in this last 10 minutes, and we'll take your calls right now.
this, and I'll have more of this next hour after I have time during the breaks to analyze it. But we've seen world leaders all over the planet resign in the last week. And we've seen a bunch of assassinations, not just the former prime minister of Japan, whose party's still in power, and he was really still running the country. Mario Draghi, the Italian prime minister, quits in shock resignation. He's a WEF globalist head. We have other major prime ministers that are also globalists stepping down. Not just Boris Johnson. Bulgaria's outgoing PM rejects Russian ultimatum, but now has resigned. We got a bunch of these other ones coming in. This is big. This is big. So a lot of shakeups happening. A lot of crazy stuff going on. And as I told you on Monday, it's just getting started. This is economic war. This is a bunch of different factions. This is crazy. Now, let's get to this. When you see the new Supreme Court justice, when she was in confirmation hearings, asked, can you define a woman? She said, no, I can't. And then you see all the BBC saying they can't do it, all these other publications and groups, because they're in la-la land. They're in gaslighting, and they've got to say a man can have a baby, two women can have a baby, because they're going to sell you transhumanism. They need to get you totally confused, giving up your body, giving up common sense. So again, president of the National Women's Law Center won't define what a woman is. During testimony, the House delayed a Supreme Court decision to hand back abortion laws to states. A pro-abortion witness refused to define what a woman is, despite being asked to do so several times by a Republican congressperson. This is the head of the nation's Women's Law Center. Here it is.
Since you are the president of the National Women's Law Center, I was hoping that you could define what a woman is for us in this committee hearing.
Well, as the president of the National Women's Law Center, you can imagine I say woman a lot in my day job.
Okay, so I'm just asking for the definition.
So what I'll tell you is I am a woman. That's how I identify.
Okay.
But I wonder, however, if in part the reason that you're asking a question is that you're trying to suggest that people
who I'm don't simply asking the question, and I simply want an answer.
And so I think it's actually really important to be very clear here that there are people who identify as non-binary. I think about 5%
right.
of young
people. We're not going to go there. I was hoping maybe you would. I was hoping that maybe you would say something that maybe we learned in high school biology that has to do with X and Y chromosomes, but which define male and female. But I guess we're not going to get there.
This is a cult. And here's the rest of the headlines. World Health Organization, gender is not limited to male or female. And my wife was showing me this weekend on her email, she didn't even sign up to tampon maker ads. But they got, no, she's a woman, so they sent her tampon ads. And she showed me three major tampon producers. And she sent me, I've got it in my phone, I meant to do a whole story on it. She wanted me to. I should do a story on it. And it says men can have periods too. That's a cult, folks. That's brainwashing. Here's another one. Insane video. Dim pro-abortion witness declares it incites violence to say men can't give birth. Cue that video up, please. I forgot to tell the crew. Let me know when you have that. So this is the fantasy land they're creating. Here's an example. World Economic Forum calls for metaverse to have rules and standards that they run. So we're going to play that clip for you. Here's the radical pro-abortion activist by Democrats who was called to testify. A witness during the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on the legal consequences of the Supreme Court's overturn of Roe v. Wade declared that anyone who says men can't give birth is inciting violence. This is planet cuckoo, like during the Democrat debates when multiple Democrats said, we need abortion funding for men. And the moon's made of cheese and the Easter Bunny's real. Here it is.
Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue. We can recognize
that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
So your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing that.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important.
Because of my line of questioning?
Because
so we can't talk about it?
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying that
dangerous.
Trans people exist by asking you if you're talking about women having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think so.
So you are denying that trans people exist?
And that leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this?
They're opening
up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
Oh, I bet.
You might learn a lot.
I've learned a lot in this exchange.
This is what a cult looks like. This is a cult. These are lunatics. But it's created by big banks. It's created by the power structure to absolutely get people to give up on the humanity and the family and everything else. This is unbelievable. And then I've got these videos where, here it is right here. But you know what? I'm going to hit that next hour. I'm going to go to break and come back with your calls. But BBC reporter highlights problem of English female football team being white. They're the best players. They're who's there. You look at a football team, NFL, and like 80% is black and go, why are there a bunch of black people? They're the best at football. They got into it. They trained hard. They deserve the slot they're in. You don't ask why is 80% of the NBA black. But, oh, my God, this woman's soccer team is 90% white. We can't have that. And then Bloomberg and Yahoo, and they all picked it up and agreed, we cannot have a bunch of white people. White people are bad. Again, just training you for racial division. It is so sick. It is so evil. And it's what the big corporations are doing. That's coming up next hour. But first, we're going to continue on here. I'm going to take your phone calls when we come back. Let me just throw this out there. Our hair and beard formula for men is really for women as well. Of course, women can have beards as well. Men can have babies too. I'm joking. The point is, it's really a high quality multivitamin mineral. Highest end, it's a multivitamin mineral. And as soon as I started pointing that out, it's almost sold out. But despite the fact it's about to sell out, it's still being sold at 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. While you're there, get X2, get Ultra 12, get all the great products. And we also have back in stock, sold out for almost 8 months. Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies. Discounted 25% off, 95% curcuminoid, the next best brand is 75%. Most brands are 5% and still do a great job for your inflammation, for anti-cancer, for your immune system, everything. Turmeric is incredible, and we've got the best, strongest formula out there, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and it keeps the broadcast on air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Take action. Get an Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're at it. Get a 2,000 Mules film while you're at it. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and get immune support. At X2, get the hair and beard formula, multivitamin mineral formula, and get the product that we now have back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com, and experience it. If you think our information is powerful, imagine how powerful these products are for your body, and they keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com, thank you all for your support. We'll be right back to take your calls. Bam, bam, bam. And all the great topics you're going to raise straight ahead, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news to
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Coming up next hour, your calls right now as well, and the videos are up on InfoWars.com. AOC threatens to deck Alex Stein after he called her a big booty Latina. Talk about trolling. This is incredible. At least you didn't call her a taco. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Markel in Washington. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. Markel from the Circle. Hey, Alex, first I just want to say God bless you, man. In the name of the Messiah, keep going. I'm a hip-hop artist. So, you know, when I started looking into information more about what's been going on in the world, and it was contrary to what we were being told to believe, you know, I got looked at a little bit, you know, with some side eyes and stuff. But I realized that God had me that needed me to look for the truth and be a truth seeker. When I was in college, the last 2 months of college, I had to spend on Zoom classes because of all this. And I was in Kirkland, Washington, where I believe one of the first, if not the first, one of the first recorded COVID deaths was there. And so everybody that I was around was on high alert. But we started, at least I started to see it wasn't exactly what I was being told. And after I graduated, I went across the country and experienced like COVID life within the first couple months of everything and stuff. And things in Washington got kind of bad with, they wanted everybody to start showing passports and all that kind of stuff. The stores with the masks was too much.
Oh, yeah. This is all Great Reset, Mark of the Beast training wheels.
Exactly. You know, and I've tried to talk to my pastor and stuff, and I hope that everybody continues to become more aware. But listening to you and seeing what was going on around the country and who was handling COVID differently, I actually came down to Texas and moved to Dallas. And I've been doing my thing here and stuff, and it's been great. I love Texas. I've just received so much love here. It's been great.
That's awesome. There's a lot of kick-ass rap exposing the New World Order right now and hip-hop. Where do we find you, Markel?
You can find me on all the streaming platforms, Markel from the Circle, M-A-R-K-E-L-L from the Circle.
All right, brother, got to jump, getting everybody. Thank you so much. Brian in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I want to put this out there very quickly and then let you put it all together. But this is what I believe is going to be the next agenda to make us a cashless society. I'm picking up on your topic of the debit card chip implant with the perk of a discount to society.
By the way, that's not my prediction. They're saying that's the plan.
Absolutely. I am 25 miles north of Houston in the Woodlands, Texas, and I read this bizarre story yesterday on the Montgomery County Police Reporter.com. At Caney Creek High School, which is Conroe ISD, they have a unannounced but planned mass medical casualty drill at the high school, which shut down the highways and roads, used tied up crucial resources of personnel, firemen, police department, EMT, all in the name of this so-called planned but unannounced act of a poisoning. So the nurse, the school nurse, calls in to the dispatch about a student being poisoned. And then when medics arrive, they find out that there's over 50 students that are poisoned. And this theatrical, whatever you want to call it, lasts for 3 hours and really has the community concerned. Now, I want you
yeah,
to
they do drills and act like they're real. And then they did a bunch of drills in Uvalde right before the mass shooting. And now we have the footage of the police standing down for 77 minutes. We don't even know what really happened.
Now, I want you to tie this in because I'm uneasy about this last night. I wake up and I read an article on Fox News about a supposed Kentucky woman that claims that she poisoned by handling a dollar bill that was laced by fentanyl. And now
that's it. They're getting us ready to ban cash. It's everywhere. I appreciate your call. Incredible points. Absolutely, brother. The PSYOP is everywhere. You can see what's coming next from the PSYOP. Thank you. I can talk to each caller for 20 minutes, but we won't get to everybody, so I got to move quick. Let's talk to Spencer in Arizona. Spencer, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Longtime fan. I had just two questions. One question was, if communication systems went down, what would your plan be to continue broadcasting, or do you have a plan at all?
There is no plan. If they totally shut it all down, they'll only be approved. Things are still on air, and we're going to be off the air. So, I mean, I don't have a plan for that.
Okay. Would you not use radio or ham?
Yeah, I mean, I can try to use shortwave radio to give out Alex Jones messages to people. I've got a shortwave transmitter, but, I mean, that's like trying to shoot an elephant with a pea shooter.
Okay, second question.
Everything we do now, like a ripple in the pond, a pebble in the pond, that what we say now is what will be heard in the future. So everyone's, whatever I talk about, if we don't win, it's going to happen. So people can take this show today, and in 10 years, it'll be just as valuable or more. So you understand, I don't need to be on the air in the future. I'm doing it all now. I'm leaving it all in the field.
Gotcha. Okay, one quick question. As you know, I'm sure, Texas, if it were its own sovereign nation, would have the 13th largest economy in the world. And there's a lot of talk of Texas seceding. And if that happened, no Republican would ever win in the United States again. Texas is a stronghold for electoral votes. But I feel like this would be a really good move against the globalists, because if Texas left, then so many red states would join it, and they would no longer have control over us.
I like the plan of a new Declaration of Independence and the states pulling out of the captured D.C. to reconstitute the new republic. Instead of seceding to leave, secede to point out that the government's been hijacked, to then reform with the majority of states through a constitutional convention and override the enemy. I appreciate your call. That's only one way to do it. Let's talk to Mitch in Texas. A lot of calls from Texas.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, just wanted to let you know, first time caller, been listening since the Jade Helm days. And also wanted to let you know that women actually can grow beards today. But as far as your question is to the lockdowns that are coming, I had a Bible verse, Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And I feel like that is a very clear message for the day, that we need to come together and link arms against what they are trying to do to our society as far as the breakdowns and keeping us from everyday life.
I totally agree. We've got to get independent as much as we can now. None of it's perfect, but we've got to get independent. We've got to grow crops. We've got to have neighbors we can trust. We've got to have community now. Everything the enemy's doing is about making us dependent on them.
Yes, and as far as, like, my line of business, I'm a handyman, and I've seen this stuff break down. My favorite caulk, I can't even get in the store anymore. And it's just ridiculous. And there were lines and lines and lines outside of Home Depot when they locked down everything previously. And you know, we just can't stand for that kind of society.
It's all, we're not. Use this great open society with these supply chains that are so strung out, and it seems great, but that's our weakness at the same time. And the globalists admit they're doing stress tests for bigger lockdowns and bigger viral releases in the future. That's really the big takeaway. The big one's coming, folks. Get ready.
Absolutely, absolutely. Alex, thank you so much. Big love from out here in East Texas to you, brother.
Mitch, we love you. Where are you at in East Texas?
Tyler.
All right. God bless you. Beautiful area. Got family out there. All right, I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back with Jennifer and Joe and Jason and Josh and Jefferson and Chris and HB and Robert and everybody. Your phone calls are bam, 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 bam. And I'll do this. Most talk show hosts plug every segment because that's how they get their sponsors to stay on air, because most folks tune out of the regular ad breaks. We're behind. We're about to go back into the red. Plus, we have great products you already need. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get our great multivitamin mineral supplement. Hair and beard formula is good for your whole immune system, your whole body. It's not just for hair and beard. It's a powerful hair and beard formula that is a powerful multivitamin mineral. It is 75% off below cost. Got to move it. It'll be sold out by next Monday at current sales rates, but I'm keeping it at that rate. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% humanoid. Leading competitors have 5%. The other strongest brand, 75%. It's concentrated turmeric that does incredible things for your immune system, inflammation, your joints, pain, everything. It's incredible. It's 25% off Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, still 40% off. X2, 40% off. Brain Force Ultra, an incredible, fast-acting, clean brain nootropic, is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, because we're backed by people like you, not by the New World Order. I want to thank you all for your support. Also, people say, where's the storable food? Where's the water filters? Where are the air filters? To make it clean and ready and even faster to ship, ready to ship right now, PrepareToday.com. Air filters, water filters, hundreds of preparedness items, survival items, highest quality storable food, all in stock, ready to ship, preparetoday.com. That keeps us on air, plus gets you ready. Preparetoday.com. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.